At the time, it was just speculation, but today we know that in early 1961, there was a thermonuclear weapon buried somewhere deep in the mud underneath the ground Brent Pendle's family was farming. The story of how it got there and the effort to recover it is one still fascinating today. We'll go there on this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
In the early morning hours of January 24, 1961, a B-52 carrying two thermonuclear bombs crashed in a farm field near Faro, North Carolina. Brent Tindall's family rented the ground. One of the nuclear bombs had parachuted to the ground and was recovered. The other hit their farm field at 700 miles an hour and was buried deep in the soil. The search was on for the uranium and plutonium core.
They said there was a hole big enough that they had a road on the inside of it to drive the dump trucks down to bring the water out. There was 14 big diesel water pumps that pumped 24 hours a day for months and months and months.
There was speculation of what the military was digging so long and so deep for, but it would be over 50 years before declassified documents revealed what was taking place.
They were trying to get to it, and they could never get to it. It kept sinking.
Lieutenant Jack Revell led the team trying to locate the nuclear material. Brent had a chance to meet him a few years before he passed, when the lieutenant made a visit to the farm where the incident took place.
He said, it's gone. The harmful stuff is out of it.
That may be true, but Brent has another memory that does make him wonder.
The health department used to come at least once a year and check the water in the wells. I've got many pictures of myself pulling water out of the well when I was little, but they always said it was fine.
It was later revealed that each bomb had four safety switches. On one of the bombs, three of the switches had failed. If the fourth had failed, a detonation 250 times more powerful than the bomb dropped on Hiroshima would have obliterated everything for several miles of this spot. There is really nothing to see here today, although as Brent and I walk the field, if you look closely, you can see the clays on top of the soil showing where the hole was filled. It's been over 50 years, but this incident lives on. And that part of the story, next time as we travel the countryside in Faro, North Carolina. I'm Andrew McCrae.